Vance has guided listeners in the 14,000 area 2 years ago, all the way down to the previous lows below the Dow 6500, just as he protected his clients from the crash of 1987 and again in 2008. If you're not getting the same quality advice from your financial advisor, it's time you called Peter Bruno. Toll free anytime. Consider opening your personalized managed account or find out about the next free 90-minute seminar. The number is 1-800-592-5578, 592-5578. Call Peter Bruno anytime, 24-7, 1-800-592-5578. Benefit from the research that has forecast in advance two crashes. Peter Bruno, call today, 1-800-592-5578.
Hi, I'm Emmitt Smith. Sports has given me a lot to smile about over the years, but as an athlete and the father of young athletes, I know how important it is to protect yourself from injury. That's why I've teamed up with the American Association of Orthodontists to encourage athletes to play it safe. I've seen firsthand how quickly an accident can happen when out on the field, the court, or even the dance floor. Wearing protective gear like mouth guards, face masks, and helmets can reduce the risk of injury and keep you in the game. Visit braces.org.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
Free concert. Rockers in Recovery Memorial Day Weekend Concert, May 28th from 1:30 to 6:30 p.m. featuring Ricky Bird, guitarist of the NYC Hit Squad and formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, along with Taysom Selton, bassist of Todd Rundgren and Utopia, Mick Jagger, and Celine Dion. Plus three other great bands, Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Keep Coming Back Band, and Rhetoric. Come out and join us at the First Step Sober House Memorial Day Free Concert at 450 Southwest 2nd Street, Pompano Beach. To find out more, go to rockersinrecovery.com or call 877-799-8773. Attention, the 4th Annual 12-Step Music Fest is coming November 3rd through the 6th in Sugarloaf Key, Florida. 4 days of music and fun with 12 musical acts along with the Rockers in Recovery Supergroup featuring Ricky Bird, guitarist formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Liberty DeVito, formerly of Billy Joel, Woody Geisman of the Del Fuegos, Taysom Selton of Todd Rundgren and Utopia, Christine Ullman of the Saturday Night Live Band, and four more to be announced by September. Find out more about this sober Woodstock in Sugarloaf Key by joining rockersinrecovery.com or by calling 877-799-8773.
Men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Hello, I'm Barbara Joy, the Shift Guru, and I invite you to connect with me every Monday, 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on WWNN 1470 AM Boca Raton, Florida, or blogtalkradio.com/ShiftGuru. Listen to the Creating Cafe, consider the possibilities, and let me assist you in shifting those limiting beliefs so you become the dynamic, creating individual you're intended to be.
This is Ricky Bird, and I love my sound pillow.
Let me tell you about the sound pillow. Sound pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the sound pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Rockers in Recovery radio show, dedicated to news, interviews, events, and festivals taking place in the rock and roll industry and in the world of bands and musicians who support recovery. Find out more by going to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Holler.
Hey, pretty baby, oh, don't you hear the drummer thumping? You gotta shake it out and change it. I caught the band is saying something. Hey, everybody in the jumping. You gotta stop, stop, rip, stop.
All right, of course. John Hollis here. We got a special edition tonight of the East Coast music scene. We're going to be in here with Kevin King. Kevin King's going to be interviewing a great musician that's with the Hooters, and he's going to be talking more about that. Who are you interviewing, and what are you doing?
The drummer named David Yusicki, and he's been with the Hooters for 30 years.
Sounds good, man. And that was one of their tunes that we started out with, and, of course, we are looking forward to a great night of fun here at Rockers in Recovery. I am sure that this is going to be a very exciting show, folks, over the next few hours, and hold us to the number of 30. 30 seconds is our number tonight, folks. 20 seconds is our number tonight. Sorry about that. All right, so we're actually looking forward to a great show, and we're looking forward to having some fun with it as we go through the night, and we were definitely going to have some fun. And my name is John Hollis. I'm the host for the next at least 3 hours live. It could go five, depending on how happy I am by the end of this. And most importantly, I'm looking forward to carrying a message of hope, because that's what Rockers in Recovery Radio is all about. See, Rockers in Recovery is a radio interview talk show, and what we do here at Rockers in Recovery is we interview, as a talk show, we interview, of course, people that play music, write music, and offer music to the general public. And as a talk show here on WNN 1470 AM, because we are a talk show that incorporates music into our talk show. See, what we do is we talk to guests, we interview them, because that's what we do. We are a talk show.
Right.
And then we do interviews. See, we interview the artist, and then we play a little bit of their music.
Nice.
Just a little bit, just enough to wet your whistle. See, because that's what it's all about. Then you have iTunes. Go download it. Go have some fun. Enjoy. See, I love to be able to let go of my resentments and my things right here on WNN. right here live on 1470. I am John Hollis, and of course we are Rockers in Recovery, and of course we got Kevin King in from the East Coast music scene tonight, and Kevin's going to be doing his interview. We're going to get Kevin's guest on the line, and we're going to start kicking this thing off. And most importantly, if you are listening tonight, you're going to hear a clip from last night's Johnny B and the Road Dogs. No music, it's a little bit in the background, but you will be hearing, of course, the interview. Of course, sets of music. So it's actually a good interview. We're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to having Johnny B, of course, at our concert May 28th. And by the way, folks, the website that we are in the process of building, the website is done. Now we are incorporating the streamer that we just purchased, and we will be streaming our own radio program 24/7, incorporating, of course, the 18 hours a week that we buy here at Beasley Broadcasting into that streamer cast. It's going to be posted up on about 100 different websites. We're working on all of the different, different affiliates that we're going to be working with. And we're starting out with 100, and we're hoping by January to have, of course, our streamer streaming on 1,000 websites. That's my goal. That's my goal, baby. Have 1,000 people say, yeah, John, you can put that on our site because we like what you're doing. So we're looking forward to it. And, of course, that's Kevin King's, his cell phone. Who was that, Kevin?
That was Dan McMahon.
Dan McMahon.
Yes.
Dan McMahon. We want to say hello to Dan McMahon, of course. What we're going to do right now is we're going to, of course, go to our guest and, Kevin's guest. And Kevin's going to take it from here.
Yeah, wonderful.
Wonderful.
Well, tonight's guest is David Yusikian. David's played with the Hooters for 30 years. He's also recorded with Alice Cooper, Rod Stewart, Cyndi Lauper. The list is endless, but we have David on tonight talking about this new album called In the Pocket, The Essential Songs of Philadelphia. David, we have you online.
I'm barely hear you. Can you say that again?
I just was wondering if we had you on the line, David.
Yeah, no, I'm here. Maybe it's my hearing must be a little bit shocked these days, but I can hear you now. I'm good.
Yeah, it might be drumming for over 30 to 40 years, I guess. So, David, the reason we wanted to bring you on tonight was to talk about this new album that you're doing, and I would just I'd like you to share, you know, right from the beginning, the conception, why you're doing it, and just share with our audience your thoughts behind this album.
Well, you know, basically the project is called In the Pocket, Essential Songs of Philadelphia. I lived in California. I grew up in Philadelphia, and I moved to California 20 years ago. And the Hooters, all the guys in the Hooters are still based out of Philadelphia. A couple of them have recording studios in Philadelphia. So I would come back here about maybe 5-6 times a year to rehearse recording or, you know, for doing a tour or doing some special show, I'd come back to. So I always got a little dose of Philadelphia over the last 20 years. About nearly 2 years ago, I moved back to live here again. And when I came back, I always loved the city. I love the city. I love the people. But there was a different vibe here when I came back. You know, it just seemed like, you know, there were people having when I left there, there weren't at the tables that wasn't as much like a European setting where people would have tables set up outside and Rittenhouse Square was bustling. And so, you know, what happened was I wanted to start a recording project of my own, and I was looking for ideas. And then one day my girlfriend and I were having lunch, and, she was actually the one who had the idea. Like, why don't you record some of the songs that inspired you in Philly? And I went, that's it. You know, it was almost like back in the day, Gene Krupa, Buddy Rich, and guy, they would do like Tommy Dorsey records or Benny Goodman records. And they weren't necessarily writers or composers, so they would find material to record. So my material for In the Pocket, Essential Songs of Philadelphia, is basically songs that inspired me as a young person, as a drummer growing up in Philadelphia. And it's not necessarily songs that, you know, they're bands that even maybe somebody outside of Philadelphia wouldn't have heard of, Like the first song that we did was a song called "On My Mondays," which was written by a band called Youth Camp, and one of the main guys in that band was a guy named Joey Wilson. And Joey and I actually played in Youth Camp for a bit, and Joey inspired me a great deal as playing songs, as a drummer playing to the song. And so basically, I wanted to pay a homage to Joey. The track after that was a song by Todd Rundgren's band, a band called The Naz, which was recorded in 1967. The song is called "Open My Eyes," and that was like one of my all-time favorite songs. And this latest one, we did a song called "You Can't Sit Down," which was originally done by Phil Upchurch. The Dovells had it as a hit, and I got Tommy Conwell to come and play guitar and Jake Davidson play on it. So it basically, the project is covering songs that I really loved. And I don't necessarily do the arrangements. We may do our own concept of the song. And another cool thing about the project is we raise money for the a portion of the proceeds go to the Settlement Music School, which has been in existence for over 100 years in Philadelphia. For people that want to study music, they give out little scholarships. They get, they help people if they want to play music. It's a great, great organization.
That is wonderful. I mean, it's been really blowing up around Facebook, especially that people that are from Philadelphia that are outside of the area. It's like you said, it's almost like the American Songbook that Sinatra and them would pull from. Now we got something, letting the rest of the country and the world know about the Philadelphia music scene is an amazing project. And also, like you said, giving back to the kids of Philadelphia at the Settlement Music School to, enhance the music and even grow from there to let them know some of the history that we have in our city.
Yeah, it is that. And another really neat aspect of what we've been doing is that, it dawned on me that some of these songs, I just assumed that the song "Opened My Eyes" when I was a teenager, I just assumed that it was I thought it was a hit song, but it was, we heard it on the radio a lot here in Philadelphia. I think it got maybe as far as, maybe number 77 on the Billboard charts back then. But I just assumed that it was a huge hit, which it wasn't. And so it's like getting an opportunity to introduce people to songs that they never heard before. So, if there's some new people get hip to that, then, that's even better. I'm very happy about that.
Now, it's also a brilliant concept. What you've been doing is releasing the songs. Like, I guess, what's about every month you've been putting them out, one song a month?
Yeah, well, I'd love to do that frequently, but it's actually been that it's been more like 2.5 months we've been getting out a single. Because what happens, if you go to songsinthepocket.org, you will notice that on the website you can buy the single for 99 cents. You can get it at iTunes or Amazon.com. But what we also include with the track is that we shoot a video. So if you go to the site, you'll see choose a track, and you can see All My Mondays. You can see the video that was produced to that. And we filmed the session. We have a photographer come in. We have a great director. His name is Steve Aceto, who comes in and films it. And we get a little mini documentary of what was going on that day. And then we did the same thing with Open My Eyes. And this most recent one, we did that. And the cool thing, and I didn't mention this, and I should, on with the Dovells, a big someone that broke a lot of those records back in the early 60s, even before the Beatles popped, was a guy named Jerry Blavin.
Of course.
Especially in Philadelphia. Jerry was like an icon, and he still is. So it's got a great show on WXPN. Jerry's, if you see the video, see Jerry on the video, he's on the track. We got him doing a little intro. We plugged him in, doing a little bit of I don't want to say rap, because he was doing it before rap was even happening, but we could, Jerry's in the track.
Oh,
and
nice.
He's also a part of it. So, it is something that we get out every 2.5 months or so. And we're about to, I did a gig with T.J. Tindall not too long ago, and T.J. was one of the guys that played on the original Backstabbers, played on a lot of the, Gamble and Huff stuff.
The Sound of Philly,
Oh, yeah, they did all that stuff. So, I want to do a nod to that whole Philly International thing, and T.J. is a good friend of mine who I played with, who played on a gazillion of those songs. And him and I and Bobby Eli got together, and we're hoping to do something with one of those real soon, like
wow.
Hopefully within weeks.
That's awesome. I saw when I first saw the page, one of the songs, that's what I put up, something from The Sound of Philadelphia. So I'm excited about
cool.
That. That'd be great.
Cool.
Yeah, it is amazing, and just the different artists you brought together. I saw Jeffrey Gaines, of course, Tommy Conwell, and the members of the Hooters.
Everything Rob from the Hooters has helped me out with it. I've actually recorded the tracks so far these last three. I've used Rob's studio to do it in. Gaines, Bill Whitman, Richard Bush from the A's,
wow.
Fonzo from the A's, Greg Davis, who was in Blue Review, he came to play guitar. Bill Whitman played bass. I'm going to mention him already. Jay Davidson. So it's just, it really is. It's been a gas working with all those guys in this type of setting where I normally don't get a chance to do it, or either do they.
Yeah, it's amazing, David, because that scene in Philadelphia, you know, right when you guys hit the Hooters, and then of course Tommy, and I mean, there were so many great bands, the Chestnut Cabarets, the Ambler Cabaret, and the way you guys just took it to MTV was amazing, you know. It's a very amazing
thing.
So it's just part of this. It's definitely part of music history, no doubt.
Yeah, you know, it is, and you forget it. I mean, like, and Philly has got such a rich history. That was the one thing that struck me when I got back. I mean, there were bands like, you know, the American Dream, Mick Jameson's band, Todd's band, The Nazz, Woody's Truck Stop, Edison Electric, Good God, Johnny's Dance Band. It was just like some great bands. Alan Mann, Ken Queter and the Seeker Kid. You know, J.C. Dobbs had all these really good
bands. Ben Vaughn was a good one,
Ben Vaughn, man. You know, I mean, it had everything. And then, you know, Bowie and Robert Palmer and Michael Jackson, all those guys came to use the Philly, you know, came to use Baker, Harris, Young, that rhythm section from Sigma.
Right.
Jay Pindle, Bobby Eli, all those guys, you know, were just monster players and just great musicians that contributed so much to the music that came out of that scene. It was fantastic.
Well, David, this is John Hollis. Pleasure to have you on tonight. I got something I got to ask you. This isn't like, you know, a new thing for Philly.
I mean, Philly's been like a mecca of music for, you know, the last 50, 60 years. And, the recordings that came out in the 50s and even in the late 40s out of the Philadelphia area is huge. And, you know, you guys just kind of all followed suit and all fell into place. But it came from a very rich background of music to begin with in that area.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. I mean, if you even look, take a walk, and nowadays they're honoring some of the cats that came out of Philly. And, you know, Dizzy Gillespie, Philly Joe Jones. I mean, there was a place here years ago that I never got to. And in fact, there's a great, great video on YouTube where Bill Cosby is talking about playing drums. And I believe it was at the Strand where he's talking about going to these jam sessions. And it's the funniest thing on the planet to get a chance to go there. And I wish I could remember the name, but Bill Cosby talking about drumming at a jazz club, and I believe it was there. And, you know, Philly Joe Jones, all these great, great, great musicians that came out of the city. I mean, it's a ridiculous place. It really is, you know.
Yeah, and of course you had Bill Haley and the Comets. I mean, there was a lot of folks.
They were
all rolling out of there, man. It was a great time period, you know. It was a great time period of innocence. But when you think about it, I mean, it rolled right into, you know, even though I everybody knows that, you know, Bruce and the E Street Band, you know, they did a lot of their stuff in New York. But the bottom line is, Bruce is a big Philly band, man. You know, and you guys followed, I mean, David Johansen and all of those guys.
Right.
I mean, it just goes on and on. But you guys, like, really, when you hit it hard and big. It was a beautiful thing, man.
Right. I mean, I like that you brought up Bruce, because Bruce, my partner and my partner in this project is Dallin Tavian. Dallin, you would go see Bruce at the Main Point all the time.
Yeah, man.
And Bruce, Jackson Brown. I mean, there were great places for bands to play here, and they loved Philadelphia, you know. And then again, you know, we would see the bands, and, you know, inspired by that. And, you know, they were inspired by the things that were coming out of Philadelphia as well.
You know something, David, it's an honor to have you on. We want you to hold on. We got to go to a commercial. And then when we come back, we're going to find out, you know, where we can find some Hooter stuff, what you guys are, you know, where your all your information's at, your iTunes and all of that, so that way people can get some downloads. We're going to go out with opened my eyes. A couple of seconds of that, get some people to hear that a little bit, and then we're going to go to a commercial break and come back with David right after this message.
Working out all my Monday, all my other days, feel like some way, it doesn't matter what the world.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must hit the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for 3 generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
This is Ricky Bird, and I am a rocker in recovery, and I love to listen to Rockers in Recovery on rockersinrecovery.com.
I never listened to a word you said. I've been listening to myself instead.
All right, welcome back. And, of course, it's me and Kevin King in here tonight for a version of East Coast Music Scene. And, of course, we're on Rockers in Recovery. Rockers in Recovery can be listened to right here on WNN 1470 AM, 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., 10 p.m. to 11 p.m., Saturdays from 3 to 6, Sunday nights from 7 to midnight. And, of course, we incorporate a whole bunch of different shows and different platforms in that. If you want to check us out, you can go to rockersinrecovery.com or you can go to East Coast Music Scene just by throwing it into your search engine, and it'll come up, and we're all over the place, and we look forward to having you tune in with us. We have a concert coming up May 28th. It's our second concert production, and, of course, we look forward to having everybody come out to it, and it is May 28th. And you can go to, of course, rockersinrecovery.com and find out more information. We got Ricky Bird from formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts coming down from New York to play at it. We have Chasm Sultan. He's going to be here in town playing at it. And, of course, we have the Road Dogs backing those guys up. And then we have the Keep Coming Back band. We have Johnny B and the Road Dogs and Rhetoric. And we're looking forward to the show. May 28th starts at 1:30 in the afternoon, goes until 6:30. And then, of course, free all the way around. Free entry, free food. Come on down, hang out with us. And we're planning on three of these completely. We already have finished one. We got the second one in May, and then we got a third one in September, and then we ultimately end at the 12-Step Music Fest. So that's November 3rd through the 6th, and we're bringing Chris West with us this time. So thanks for sharing, Chris.
I finally get to go to one of the concerts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. I'm getting tired of listening
about concerts. Let me tell you something. Talking about concerts, if you've never seen a Hooters concert, you are missing much. And, of course, Kevin, go ahead and bring your guest back on.
Hey, David, this is Kevin again.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Dave.
Well, actually, that was All My Mondays that you played. I opened my eyes, but that's okay. You can play that as well.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, we got to school the engineer on the other side.
Yeah.
That's all right. I like all of them, so that's fine. That's fine.
David, you've been doing these shows at WXPN, and you're doing one this week. What goes on at one of these shows?
Well, I feel it as a single release party because the musicians I have playing, we're not necessarily a band, except for Eric, Rob, and myself playing together with the Hooters, but it's a completely different ballgame. I mean, when we started conceptualizing In the Pocket, we really got together with some of the guys that recorded the first track, and I invited a few friends, and the first one that we did was in a little restaurant, and we invited a bunch of people, and it ended up being a scene, and we just basically played songs. We played the single, and then we said, well, what do you want to play? So, Richard Bush wanted to play something from the Syndicate of Soul, and Eric wanted to play something from The Who, and then, Rob. So it was like one of those things. And then it evolved into more of a, now that we have more people, the last one, I had Alex, Graham Alexander, which I didn't mention now, Graham Alexander,
right,
who happens to be Fran Smith's son, playing bass. He came in, and he plays Paul McCartney and on the Broadway show Rain. He's amazing. He's 22 years old. He's great.
Wow.
He came in, and we did I'm Down and Long Tall Sally, and we do some A's songs. Of course, we do the stuff from In the Pocket. But now we're getting more essential songs at Philadelphia. As we get more material, there'll be more to play. And this time around, we're going to play some songs from Tiffany Gaines. We'll play some Tommy Conwell. We may even play some Hooters. We'll play some A's. And the previous two, we show a video. We show the video that you see on the site. We talk a little bit about the Settlement Music School. And it's a good time. It really is. I mean, if the last two is an indication what this week is going to be like at the World Cafe, it's going to be a gas. I wouldn't mind being in the audience, but I'm going to play.
Nice. Hey, I got a question for you, David. As far as the industry today, because the industry today has totally changed from what the industry was in the 80s. And with the onset of, iTunes and the onset of Amazon and the download and YouTube and all of the rest of the features out there that you can just get online and punch somebody's name in and get their stuff,
right,
it's totally, totally changed. So you have to kind of take the helm now as a group and say, hey, check this out. We need to start having these release parties. We need to start having these different informationals out there, do talk shows where you can get your music played, do those types of things. Do you ever have any particular situation where licensing comes up or situations like that where, you license your own music so you can put it out there wherever you want, correct?
Right. I mean, that, as far as, and again, even with my project, I'm covering songs, so I need to license, before I record a track, I license the track. I have someone that helps me with that kind of stuff. I say, listen, this is what I would do. We license it so that, the person that who wrote the song will see the profits of that song like they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
But with our stuff, we try to do all that. You hope everything's on the up and up with those kinds of things. But, I mean, God, nowadays you just don't know, really. But that's what we do, with our projects.
So when you go on, let's say you want a talk show or you go on a radio show or you go any particular place, when you give that music out and you're using it to promote what you're doing, the licensing aspect of it covers, of course, anywhere that you're at because of that, correct?
I hope so.
Right. The good news
is that I'm sure I'm going to hear it from an attorney, but the reality is that that's what we do. You know, I mean, I would love to be, sound like an expert with it, but that's why I have somebody that I contacted who is an expert. She's very granular when it comes to, you know, finding out details on those kind of things because, again, you know, I feel pretty strongly, very strongly about people getting what they're supposed to get when they write or something like that. We're covering a song, so those things have to be in place. And I believe that we're totally okay. But she said you're okay to go. So
and you know something, that's the good news. But I mean, I'm not even talking about the remakes more so than I am about you being able to take Hooters music and be able to do anything you want with it, as long as it's, you know, pretty much your own music. You created it from,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
the
well,
music
enough,
to everything.
Yeah, I mean, you bring up an interesting situation because I'm, you know, for instance, there's a lot of artists these days that are re-recording the masters of the original songs that they had. And, you know, I've done the same thing, you know, with some Hooters songs. I mean, Columbia Records owns the masters to what we did with Nervous Night. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they could basically say whether they want to license it to someone or not. You know, we don't own that. Obviously, I believe we don't own that. And so there's a lot of bands that have taken, like, I know Nick Dalefall and John Oates did it. Joe Jackson is doing it. There's a lot of people that have gone out to recording the songs that were big songs for them. And nowadays with technology, there's these amazing things you can do with it. So that when someone comes and they want to use that song, they say, hey, listen, I got this version of it. You might want to hear it. And then the artist who wrote the song will benefit from it.
Nice.
And having the mechanical as well, yeah.
Well, you know, and of course, these are all things that the industry has changed so much, and so many things have happened in the industry, yet all of this has changed with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different world. I mean, this project that we have, we market, we promote it, we use the social network, Twitter, we use Facebook, and we do, you know, you said Amazon, iTunes, we use Spotify in Europe. Anywhere we can get the music out, but you know it's a different world. And when I back in the day, when I was a young musician trying to, you know, the whole thing was like get a record contract, make sure that you can make a record so you can get distributed. But that world is a different world these days. You know, it's not the same. I actually have a lot of misgivings, if you will, about guys that, you know, I love playing music and I think music is to be loved and played. But you know, nowadays trying to make it in the music business has got to be, it's just so hard. The one thing the internet has done, like you said, it's kind of leveled the playing field, and it's made it so that if you could make a great record, you can get it out there with some things. The problem is, I guess, you know, there was a day when you were working with a great engine, if you will, like Columbia Records or Warner Brothers, that can get you into all the brick and mortar, get it out there, get that big promotion machine, letting everybody know who you are. Now it's sort of, you know, the onus has been put on the artist or whoever is producing the record to get your music out there. You know, it's been fun doing it for me and this project, but you know, bands that like the Hooters, I mean, we've kind of got hit to the fact most are touring these days is in Europe. In fact, I'm rehearsing this week to go to Europe on May 3rd for 2 weeks to play in Europe.
Wow.
And actually, I'm playing a show on Saturday with Bob Seger with the Hooters at Atlantic City Convention Hall. And but we, you know, we rehearse and we market our material. And most of it, like you said, is on the internet.
Well, you know, I'm going to be up there on you know, the 18th of this month. Where are you playing?
The 18th of
April.
When is the 18th?
Actually, it's a Tuesday, but I can hang out until Wednesday. You let me know where you're going to be.
Well, I'm playing Saturday. I don't know what day it is Saturday. Saturday, I'm playing in Atlantic City. You're certainly welcome. I'd love to have you. If you're in town, come to the Atlantic City Convention Center.
Absolutely. Well, let me tell you something. I loved growing up in that you know, area. I used to spend all my summers in Wildwood. And all my winters in Gibbstown, New Jersey, and you know, Fallsboro, New Jersey, all that area there.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, it was a huge, you know, that was a huge part of my life. The music was the thing. Going to see Southside at the Zoo, going to see you guys, you know, I mean,
right.
It was a huge thing, man. It was huge.
Oh man, well that's nice. I mean, you know, it it was a great place. It was a great time to grow up and in music. I mean, I remember the 80s in Philadelphia were just pretty unbelievable. I mean, it was really like South Street was pretty cool. And
yeah.
I remember Grendel Flair when we used to play there. And I heard a police plane. There were 30 people there. And it exploded, you know, and playing Emerald City. And
Emerald City, wow.
It used to be the Latin Casino.
Yeah, right? Man. Yeah.
So Diana Ross. I think I saw Frank Sinatra. I was like a kid. I saw Frank Sinatra there. I wasn't a parent or something, you know. That turned into Emerald City, which was like just the greatest place. And it was a fun time in music. It was exciting. It was like the second British invasion, you know, with all the punk stuff and the new wave thing happening out of England. It was fun in Philly too. It was really cool.
You know, the Latin Casino. You brought up the Latin Casino.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny because my dad and my uncles all talked about going to the Latin Casino to see, you know, like Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper. And
yeah.
All those guys would go through the Latin Casino.
Yeah.
It was huge.
Sure.
It was huge, man.
I think it was like my senior prom I went to. They had it at the Latin Casino, and I saw the Supremes.
Wow.
Wild.
Wow, man.
Yeah, it was wild. Cool place. And then it turned into and later on I'm playing there, you know, and I remember thinking, wow, this is the Latin Casino, it's the famous, infamous place. It's great. Great.
David, you know, it's been great, man, and we really, really appreciate it. And you can go to Hooters.com and find all this information out, correct?
Yeah. And I'm going to go check out Rockers in Recovery. I love what you're doing there. God bless you, man. It's really good stuff, and I'm 100% behind it, baby.
Well, you know,
good man.
We appreciate that, David. And of course, TheHooters.com is where you want to go. And, of course, Kevin, you got anything you want to say in closing?
I just wanted to say real quick a funny story, Dave. I don't think you remember, but I used to drive you guys around. And one time I was driving you to New York, and you guys made me pull over, and I think you drove because I was that bad of a driver. He just went shell-shocked. Anyway, Dave, you listening? All right, well, that's it with this set of East Coast Music Scene. Take us out with some music.
I've been working out all my Monday.
All for the bail bonds. Over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making All Florida Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation, that's competent, and a knowledgeable staff, and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM 1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. The Seaside Inn is a private, sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
Do you or someone you know have an addiction problem? Healing and a new way of life is only a phone call away. Palm Partners Recovery Centers specialize in chemical dependency, offering a comprehensive program of detox, treatment, and aftercare. Palm Partners combines traditional 12-step recovery with holistic and therapeutic treatment, guiding the patient to long-term recovery. Take control of your life. Reach for the highest quality care at an affordable cost. For a free consultation, call Palm Partners today. Toll free, 877-284-3052. That's 877-284-3052. Palm Partners Recovery Center, healing mind, body, and spirit.
This is Ricky Bird, and I am a rocker in recovery, and I love to listen to Rockers in Recovery on rockersinrecovery.com.
In Delray Beach, of course, it's John Hollis from Rockers in Recovery, and we're hanging out in Delray tonight with Johnny B and the Road Dogs, and of course, their special guest tonight, we got Sally Mustang, came in and rode out tonight. It was great stuff. Sally Levy is here with us tonight, Sassy Levy, and of course, Sassy Levy is the daughter of Ira Levy, who was at our last concert for Rockers in Recovery when we did it on the beach. And he introduced Johnny B. Johnny B, welcome to the show tonight. We're hanging out, of course, with you guys in Delray, and we want to thank you for doing the show today at 5 o'clock. We had some great stuff, great words of wisdom, and some great background on music. We look forward to having you on in the future. What do you think of the show so far tonight?
I tell you what, we've had nothing but a great time. The people that have come out have not only loved the music, but it's so great to have us come out and come out with seasoned musicians and watch the baton get passed. You know, when I spoke with Sassy the other day, she said to me, you know, I thought maybe she'd have some different line of music to sing. And she said, no, I love the Allman Brothers. I love Skynyrd. And, I mean, she really meant it very sincerely with a heart. She said she got it from her father. And, I mean, the girl literally sat in my house in a chair and just sang a cappella. And I tell you what, we got her up tonight, no rehearsals, no nothing, and she just threw it down, and it was on.
How old is Sally? How old is Sassy?
Sassy's 20 years old, and it's just so great to see young gals get developed, get them out, let's get them out on stage, let them know that they can take their dreams and do something with them.
And I agree with that 100%. Do you think that, you know, girls like Sassy, ladies like Sassy, young ladies, will be able to pave the way for other people that are in, you know, recovery or not even recovery, just somebody that wants to go in a different direction with their lives, that can do something different, that don't have to be a, you know, a part of that mainstream show that says you have to go out and party every night and do all of those things. You can actually have some fun and have a career at the same time.
You know what, John? 99% of the musicians that are anointed and not talented never, ever make it. And they do because they don't have a plan, because they don't do things positively. They don't set goals themselves for what they want to achieve this year, 3 years, 5 years, like we were taught by our parents and our teachers and stuff like that. Sassy's got a business plan. She goes to college. She works at her father's place. She doesn't want to be out here just to be all strung out. She wants to do something with her career and put a business plan to do that. And that's why she's out here. She's out here plugging cords. I walked her through setting up the PA for her first time. We're taking it from ground level. She says, I'm as green as can be. Here I am. And what I want to do it the right way, put a business plan together, and get it on. And that's the only way that real musicians are going to make it today. They're not going to make it sitting around smoking weed, sitting in front of MTV, playing a guitar, thinking that just someday someone's going to pop them on top of the head, and they're going to, next thing you're going to be, is a millionaire. It doesn't work like that.
Johnny B and the Road Dogs of Johnny B and the Road Dogs. We got Johnny B. Johnny Burke, glad to have you with us. Of course, you're on Rockers in Recovery Radio. Johnny, we look forward to having you at the show on May 28th for the Rockers in Recovery event that we're doing. It's been a great show tonight. If you get a chance, you get the chance to go to Johnny B online. You can find him all over YouTube, Johnny B and the Road Dogs. You can also find him at our site at rockersinrecovery.com. You can also go to John Burke on Facebook. And you can also go to Johnny B and the Road Dogs on Facebook also. Check him out. Great guy, Johnny. Thanks for being on the show tonight.
Hey, thank you much. And you're going to be seeing Sassy's actually going to be joining the Road Dogs, as well as another young talent, 21 years old, out of South Bend, Indiana. His name is Derek Turkey. Watch out, Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Watch out, Johnny Lang, because there's a new kid on the block. He's hot. He's young. He's clean. We got Jesse. We got Derek.
That's a lot to say, brother. Johnny Lang, that's a lot to say.
Well, watch out because there's new kids on the block, and we're going to turn them loose with the Road Dogs signaling and get them off doing their own thing, and let's all rock and roll and have a good time.
Absolutely. All right, man. Now, again, Sassy, let me ask you a question. We got Sassy Levy here. Sassy Levy, 21 years old, her first time singing tonight in public. And, you know, you got a lot in you, and it's the beginning, and you're kicking it off. And I got to tell you, watching tonight, you're coming up from the floor up, from the ground up, so to speak, and you're learning everything that you need to learn, but you sound great. It was a great show. I got a lot of it captured on video also. I'm looking forward to having you, you know, be on the show periodically with Johnny and things that you guys are going to be doing. Is this exciting to you, all unfolding?
Oh, my God, this is everything. You know, this is what I love. It's the music I love. It's the kind of stuff I love. I love, you know, I want to sing. That's my thing. And so when I got this opportunity, it just feels like fate, you know, because getting to do what I love in front of people, and it's just a blessing, honestly. So I'm excited about the future. I'm really excited about what's coming up next, and I can't wait to see what happens here.
You know something, and not only that, but your presence on the stage. You got a stage presence now. You're starting to, you can see it. You were like coming out, and you were warming up, and you had that stage presence. It's a good thing. And man, if this is just the beginning, it's going to be amazing stuff for you. And I'm really looking forward to watching you grow along with the Road Dogs and all of the things that Johnny's doing for everybody that he works with, especially yourself. And we're looking forward to some great stuff. I can't wait to have you at our show, May 28th.
Oh, my God. Awesome.
And we're looking forward to a whole lot more stuff from you and seeing you all the way through the year, all the way to the 12-Step Music Fest in November. Thanks
great.
For being on
Thank
my
you
show.
So much. Thank you.
Great stuff. Welcome back to Rockers in Recovery. I'm John Hollis, and we want to thank you for tuning in tonight. Of course, we're up in Delray on a Saturday night. We're hanging out, and of course, we're here with Johnny B and the Road Dogs. And we're at the Classic Rock Room, and we're hanging out right here in Delray Beach. I have had the pleasure and the honor of course, interviewing a lot of people in my show over the last 3 years. One of those folks is Ira Levy, Sassy Levy's father. And Ira is with us tonight, and I want to just tell you, Ira, you should be proud. And that's just the first time out the gate.
Yeah, no.
Great things are going to come for this girl.
She got comfortable on stage. I know what she's got in her. It just takes a little, you know, this is the first time with this band. And she kicked butt that second set. She really did. The whole place loved it. And you could tell she was having fun. And that's after having fun.
I want you know something. You know, we both do a lot of work in the community, addiction community. When you see people that are in recovery and like Johnny B and, you know, Ralphie D and all these guys, and we all come together and we're all rocking out, and it's all recovering people. It's a huge thing, man. It's a huge thing to be able to produce this and come out and let people know you don't have to use to have fun, but most importantly, you can have a talent and create something with it.
Yeah, it's a big problem. You know, we all think that you have to, you know, when we're growing up, oh, I'm better if I get drunk and if I get stoned. And what we learn, you know, what I try to teach people, and, you know, we carry the message, is that's what recovery is about, learning how to do all those things that we used to need a pill or a fix to do, and you really appreciate it, and you do it better, and you have a hell of a lot more fun, and you remember it the next day. And that's the beauty of recovery. And it's funny because Johnny just came over to me and said how Sassy was, you know, really rocked in that second set. And he kept saying, you know, it's just it'll keep getting better. And I said, John, I told you that years ago. It gets better. So, yeah, it's great to see a bunch of people, you know, sitting. Heck, they just made a fresh pot of coffee for me and my wife, you know, sitting there.
I might end up having to take one. Right?
Yeah, and we're, you know, we're having a blast. And that's what it's about.
Ira, good stuff. And you know something, again, when you look at the big picture of where we came out of.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, by the grace of God, you know, I have a daughter that's 18. She's doing great, you know, honor student. But then on the other side of that, I got a 17-year-old that I got to go stand in front of a judge on April 21st. But here's the deal: when we get the opportunity now, because we're in a position of being clean and sober one day at a time, to be here for huge events like this for our family, it's huge.
Yeah, that's one of the things that, you know, when I, and kind of the end of my addiction, I kept saying, you know, I want to be around. I want to be alive. And one of the things that keeps me going, because we all have bad days in recovery, one of the things that keeps me going is knowing that I have some children. I want to be there for them. I want to be at events like this and watch my daughter rock out on stage. I want to see my son, you know, play a ball game and perform in a show. And I got a little one. I got to be around. I have a five-year-old. So I want to see her do whatever her talent, her passion is. And, yeah, that's, you know, once you get in, we get into recovery to try to live, and now we have reasons to live is why we stay clean and sober. And that's what we got to do.
Good stuff, man. Ira Levy, of course, Ira Levy, if you don't know, is, of course, a big, big, big person in regards to advocate for helping people get into treatment and recovery. And he also is a big part of Sunrise Detoxification Center up in Lake Worth, Florida. Also has a place in New Jersey, too. It's up in North Jersey. Is that
North
correct?
North Jersey, Sterling, New Jersey, about 20 minutes from Newark Airport. We're right there. Matter of fact, I'll be there this week.
Nice. I'm going to actually be up there next week, sir. SunriseDetox.com, correct?
You got it. SunriseDetox.com. Look us up. If we can't help you, we work with so many centers around the country. If we can't help you, we will find the right level of care for you financially and emotionally and what clinically. We'll find some place. We turn people away from our place, but we'll always get you into some treatment, some level of care.
Again, folks, you know, it all begins with community. You know, we can all sit and we can all talk a real game, you know, but people told me when I first got clean that people were watching my feet, not listening to my mouth. So what am I doing today to be able to carry the message of recovery? Am I showing up to carry that message, however it is? And you know something, there's some pretty hip ways and pretty cool ways to carry recovery today. And Rockers in Recovery is one of them. We want to thank you for checking out tonight's, of course, pre-recorded show we did here in Delray Beach. And more from John Hollis live from the studio here Sunday night. He'll be right with you, and we'll be right back. And thank you for listening.
Hey, hey. And, of course, that was me. Go figure. Hey, listen, we want to thank you for tuning in with us tonight. We are finishing up the first hour of a five-hour run tonight, and, of course, we start at 7 and go until midnight. We want to thank everybody for tuning in with us. Rockers in Recovery, we'll be back right after this message.
When you're ready for a major change, make the natural choice for addiction treatment. The G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way.
If you have a passion for helping people, you may be a perfect candidate to become a certified addiction professional, and there's no better place than the Academy for Addiction Professionals in Fort Lauderdale. The Academy for Addiction Professionals is nationally certified to train you as certified.
The preceding program is a Rockers in Recovery radio production. Rights to this program are the sole rights of Rockers in Recovery Radio, Incorporated. Rebroadcast of this program in any form without express written consent is prohibited.
Free concert. Rockers in Recovery Memorial Day Weekend Concert, May 28th from 1:30 to 6:30 p.m. Featuring Ricky Bird, guitarist of the NYC Hit Squad and formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, along with Taysom Sultan, bassist of Todd Rundgren and Utopia, Jagger, and Celine Dion. Plus three other great bands, Johnny V and the Road Dogs, Keep Coming Back Band, and Rhetoric. Come out and join us at the First Step Sober House Memorial Day Free Concert at 450 Southwest 2nd Street, Pompano Beach. To find out more, go to rockersinrecovery.com or call 877 877-999-8773. Attention, the 4th Annual 12-Step Music Fest is coming November 3rd through the 6th in Sugarloaf Key, Florida. 4 days of music and fun with 12 musical acts along with the Rockers in Recovery Supergroup featuring Ricky Bird, guitarist formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Liberty DeVito, formerly of Billy Joel, Woody Geisman of the Del Fuegos, Kason Sultan of Todd Rundgren and Utopia, Christine Ullman of the Saturday Night Live Band, and four more to be announced by September. Find out more about this sober Woodstock in Sugarloaf Key by joining rockersinrecovery.com or by calling 877-799-8773.
WWNA, Pompano Beach. AM 1470, WNN, South Florida's all-new health and wealth network, is now online. Check the program schedule and listen live. Go to WWNNradio.com. That's WWNNradio.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, April 18th, 2011. Door open this morning.